With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Western Slope farmers and ranchers have lots of questions and concerns about a proposed plan to pay them to use less water in the midst of a crisis. Luke Runyon has more on a new study.
Colorado State University researcher Kelsey McElroy went to farming communities in western Colorado to hear what water users thought of demand management. It's a proposal the state is studying that would ask farmers to irrigate less and be paid to do it. McElroy's new report shows the idea faces plenty of hurdles.
This is rocket science. This is not easy. The state not only has a huge challenge ahead of them, but working out anything that gets put down in writing is going to be contested.
Some of the biggest concerns were about a practice known as buy and dry, where a farmer's water rights are permanently bought up by the highest bidder, usually cities and developers. McElroy's study was commissioned by the Nature Conservancy. Earlier this year, the state convened 9 work groups to hammer out some of the program's thorniest issues. I'm Luke Runyon.
It's not often you hear this. Paired with this. Symphony in the Valley will do just that this weekend. Kristen Kay has more.
Stormtroopers meet Sugar Plum Fairies in Symphony in the Valley's concert, The Nutcracker Strikes Back. The orchestra is made up of volunteer local musicians from Aspen to Newcastle. Orchestra manager Amanda Watkins says, with a new Star Wars movie coming out, it seemed like a good time to put a twist on the holiday staple, the Nutcracker. The orchestra will team up with dancers from Glenwood Springs High School and Rifles Artillima Dance Company for a Friday night performance in Newcastle and at the Ute Theater in Rifle on Sunday afternoon. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Bureau of Land Management is considering transferring over 17,000 acres of federal lands and another 6,000 acres of federal mineral rights to Colorado. The transfer would settle a debt dating back more than 140 years. When Colorado became a state in 1876, it did not receive some of the federal land and minerals that it was entitled to because they were already part of a national forest, an Indian reservation, or were otherwise encumbered. The state has already received some federal land over the years, and this transfer would complete the government's obligation. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors